Good morning.
早上好。
It is a delight to be here with you.
很高兴今天可以和大家在一起。
And we blew in with the wind and the rain.
是这个风和雨把我们送过来的。
But aren't you glad he's the master of the sea?
但是你难道不高兴吗？因为他是掌管自然的主。
Yes, and the Lord has it all under his control.
一切都在主的掌管之中。
So we can just relax and worship him this morning. Amen.
所以我们不用担心，可以在这里安心的敬拜他。
Yes. Have your Bibles turn with us to Genesis chapter 37.
如果你有圣经的话，请你打开到创世纪第37章。
Now we're only going to read one verse.
我们在37章只会读到一节。
But we're going to look at many verses through the message.
但是我们在这个讲道过程中会继续的往下看。
So keep your Bibles ready.
所以就把你的圣经打开，放在那个创世纪三十七章。
And most of what we'll look at is in Genesis 37 through the end of Genesis.
我们大概会从三十七章一直看到这个创世纪结束。
It's the story of Joseph.
那我们今天要讲的是约瑟的故事。
Joseph the dreamer.
这个约瑟是一个做梦的人。
And let's begin looking at the life and story of Joseph by reading one verse, Genesis 37, verse 5.
那我们一起来读创世纪三十七章第五节，这个是啊，讲到这个约瑟做梦的开始。
Now Joseph had a dream, and he told it to his brothers, and they hated him even more.
这节很简单，约瑟做了一梦，告诉他哥哥们，他们就越发恨他。
Joseph had a dream.
约瑟做了一个梦。
That little phrase could describe all of us at one point in our life.
这简单的六个字可以拿来形容我们每一个人在人生中都曾经有这么一个阶段。
Now, if you will think back to your youth, and for some of us, that's a further, we have to stretch further back.
那如果我们回想一下我们年轻的时候，可能有些人需要回想很长时间才是年轻的时候。
Remember when we were young?
你还记得你那个时候很年少力强
？Strong and full of energy.
然后有很多的这个能量。
Ready to take on the whole world.
愿意去征服全世界的时候。
And we had so many dreams.
那个时候很多的梦想。
You know, if we're not careful, life has a way of beating those dreams out of us.
你知道吗？我们如果不小心的话，这个生活中的种种困难就会让把你的这些梦想一个一个的夺去。
And things can go a total different direction than what we intended.
然后你从前的梦想跟你现在的人生就变成这个完全的不同。
But did you know that God likes us to dream?
可是你知道吗？神其实他喜欢让我们有梦想。
He likes us to dream big dreams.
他愿意让我们有远大的理想。
God is the dream giver.
因为是神把这个梦想和理想赐给人。
For often God guides us on the path for our life through dreams and desires.
因为常常神要借着我们的梦想、我们的愿望来带领我们走人生的路。
God reveals our purpose.
他让我们能够慢慢的发现他对我们的旨意是什么样的。
Often our gifts and what we'll do with our life is related to our young.Dreams, our aspirations.
很多时候我们的才干，然后我们这一生将要做的事情，是跟我们当初的理想有很大关系的。
Sometimes when we as boys, I used to dream of becoming a firefighter. I was going to be a firefighter.
那我小的时候是这样，可能很多小男孩都是这样，小的时候想长大了当这个消防队员。
I was going to be a policeman at one time.
或者是当个警察。
But my greatest dream was always to be a farmer.
但是我其实最大的梦想是去做一个农夫。
But I knew it was going to be a lot of hard work.
虽然我知道说做农夫是很辛苦的。
But God had different plans. He called me to be a pastor, to be a minister.
但是神呢对我有不同的计划，他呼召我成为一个传教士。
But I knew it even as a little boy.
但是我小的时候就是有很多的梦想。
My family laughs at me today, and they tell stories on me. I don't know if they're true or not. I can't remember.
那我的家人讲我小时候的情况的时候，就会笑话我。我也不知道他们说的是不是真的，我也不记得。
They said when I was plowing corn, they could hear me preaching to the corn.
他们说，他们我在撒玉米种子的时候，还会给这个玉米种子也讲道。
We had an old dog, and I would make him sit down, and I would preach to him.
那我们家养一条狗，我也会让这个狗坐在我面前，然后我要给它布道。
And he did a lot, like a lot of my parishioners.
然后听上去好像是我干了很多这些事情。
He would get bored very quickly.
但是这个狗没有那么多那个耐心，所以我讲不了两句，它就跑了。
When his eyes started moving, I knew he was going to run.
然后这个狗这个眼睛就开始往别处瞧，我就知道它要跑。
And I would say to him,Don't you move.
然后我就跟他说不许动。
And he would sit back down and listen to me finish my message.
然后这个狗就老老实实坐在那儿等着听我讲完道。
I can't do that with my people, but I wanted to many times.
虽然我不能对大家这样做，但是我有的时候其实心里很想。
I had one lady while I was preaching, if I went too long, she would rattle her keys.
但是有一个从前有一个女士，她坐在下面，如果我讲道讲时间太长，她就晃她的钥匙。
I wanted to say to her, put those keys away.
所以我就想跟她说，把你的钥匙收起来。
But I decided that she was a good time clock.
但是我想她可能是帮助我能够管好这个时间。
But I've been able to live my dream in a way that I never imagined.
但是我真的是今天我能够说实现我的梦想都是超过我所期望的。
But even then, at an early age, I had to learn to yield that dream up to God.
但是即便是如此我在年轻小的时候也要学习把这个梦想交给神。
Because you see, God wants us to use our dreams to serve His purpose.
因为你知道神的目的是要我们用我们的理想用我的梦想来服侍他的目的。
So often God will take our dreams from us, at least for a period of time.
所以有的时候神要暂时的把你的梦想拿掉。
Then when he knows he can trust us to serve with our dream, he will give it back to us.
直到有一天他知道说我们能够他能够相信我们信任我们用这个梦想来服侍他的时候这个梦想就会还给我们。
This is illustrated in the life of Joseph.
这个在约瑟的生命中就是这样显明出来的。
God gave Joseph two unique dreams.
在这个开始的时候讲到约瑟做了两个特别的梦。
While he was just a young man in his father's house.
那个时候他只是一个就是青少年住在他爸爸家里。
And as we watch Joseph handle those dreams, we realize he's not ready. He's not ready for God's purpose.
那他我们看他是怎么对待处理这两个梦的时候我们就发现他其实并没有预备好说来实现这个梦想。
He's very immature with his dreams.
应该说他这个在处理这个做梦这件事情上他很不成熟。
He does a very normal thing when you have a dream, you want to tell someone about it.
这个当然是很自然。如果你做了一个很特别的梦，那你肯定是很想告诉别人的。
But I think he's probably bragging a little bit.
但我想他可能说的时候有点那个，好像很得意的那个样子。
It seems to imply that at least he caused trouble. Okay, when he shared his dream.The people that heard it didn't appreciate it.
那至少说我们可以看到说这他在分享他这个梦的时候这个听的人并不是听的觉得心里很受用这样。
This was already a very dysfunctional family.
我们可以看到这个家庭其实本来已经有一些摩擦了。
A side note is parents, you shouldn't have favorites, okay?
那这个当然这个注解就是要说我们做父母的不应该有偏心。
Seriously, it can be very destructive.
因为真的这个是很严肃的事情会使这个家庭造成很多不和。
But Jacob had a favorite son and he made it known to all.
那在这里面雅各他有一个偏爱的儿子然后大家都知道。
So Joseph was the spoiled and proud son, favorite son of Jacob.
这个所以这个约瑟就是这个被雅各这个宠坏了的小儿子。
He was already a target of hate by his other brothers.
那这个前面的情况就是背景就是说他的哥哥们已经不喜欢他了因为父亲特别宠他。
And he gets this exciting dream from God.
然后他现在又做了这样一个这个让他很兴奋的梦。
And he goes and he tells it to his brothers.
那这个梦是神赐给他的所以他就跑去跟他的哥哥讲。
And the Bible says it wasn't good.
然后圣经告诉我们说这个他的哥哥听了很不高兴。
They hated him all the more.
他们就越发恨他。
What would have been your response?
那你会怎么样反应呢?
If your younger brother came to you and said, you know, I had this dream.
如果你的弟弟过来跟你讲说,我做了一个梦。
I was this great king.
我是成了一个国王。
Sitting on this high throne.
然后坐在这个宝座上。
And all of you came down and bowed and...
然后这些哥哥姐姐们都到我的前面来,然后向我敬礼。
It wouldn't go across very good, probably, would it?
你估计也不会很受用吧。
Sibling rivalry, you know.
就是大概就是这个兄弟之间总是有争执的。
Joseph wasn't very wise with his dream.
我想这个约瑟这样的处理可能不是一个很智慧的方法。
In fact, it's interesting, there is not any interpretation of the dream.
那而且很有意思的是说这个梦本身并没有说得到解释。
Later on, Joseph gets the gift of interpreting dreams, but at this point, he didn't really fully understood his dream.
那到后来的时候，我们看到这个神赐给约瑟能力可以解梦，但是在这里面他并没有真正的说理解这个梦的意思。
In fact, his brothers didn't understand his dream, neither did his father.
那实际上他的哥哥还有他的父亲都不是说完全理解梦的意思。
Because the second dream he had, he even told it to his father, and his father rebuked him.
那在他做第二个梦的时候他也告诉了他的父亲然后他的父亲还那个谴责他。
So one thing we can know is that Joseph as a young man living in his father's house was not ready for the palace.
所以从这里我们可以看出来说这个约瑟年轻的时候还住在他父亲家里的时候他实际上并没有说预备好来实现这些梦想。
As an immature, unwise, spoiled young man, he probably would have used his dreams,and position and power in a destructive way.
那那个时候他也不成熟然后又被宠坏了然后也没有智慧所以如果真的是把这个能力把这个梦想实现在他身上的时候那他可能会用这个他的能力来为他自己做事情。
So God, with tender love, took Joseph through a series of difficult experiences to prepare him for his true purpose.
神因为爱约瑟的缘故所以带领约瑟进入一些一连串困难的环境使他能够成熟起来能够承担他这个梦想。
God taught him that the path to greatness lay through many painful and humbling experiences.
那神教给约瑟的功课就是说你要经历困难经历这个挫折和曲折才能够成就大事。
You know, it's interesting to, as a side note, that the majority of the church world today, they do not know what to do with pain and difficulty.
但是我们可以看到现今的教会很多时候不知道该怎么样对待就是我们在生活中遇到的这个痛苦和困难。
You think when you begin to serve God and live for God, immediately everything in life is going to be okay.
很多时候我们会觉得如果我们开始为神而活我们开始服侍神的时候我们的生活中应该就是凡事都要变得顺利起来。
But the reality is Job was correct.
可是事实上并不是这样的就好像约伯那样。
Life is short and full of problems.
这个人生是非常短暂而且充满了问题。
Even Jesus said,In this world, you will have tribulations.
甚至耶稣他也这样说，你们在这世上有苦难。
But be of good cheer, I have overcome the world.
但是他说，你不要担心，我已经胜过了这个世界。
And so Jesus wants us to understand that he can use pain, he can use difficulties to mold and make us into useful vessels for his glory.
所以耶稣要让我们知道说他可以借我们所经历的痛苦和苦难来塑造我们成为他可用的器皿。
God knows what to allow into our life.
神知道他要在我们生活中放什么样的事情。
God is not the author of evil. No, only good comes from God, but by his divine wisdom, he can allow circumstances to come in our life that are difficult.
神是美善的，他不是要行恶的，但是他知道要允许什么样的环境，什么样的事情发生在我们生活当中，使得我们能够塑造更美好的品格。
And it's how we respond, learn to respond and accept those difficult moments that will determine whether we will be useful to God or not.
然而问题的关键就在于我们怎么样回应我们周围的环境，我们所经历的，然后这样我们的回应是真正决定我们是不是能够成为神手中可用的器皿。
I'm glad that I know that God is in control of my life.
我很高兴我知道我在我的生命中神在掌权。
And slowly but surely God has taught me to trust him with every circumstance of my life.
虽然是慢慢的但是是很肯定的神在不断的教会我在生命中的每一件事情上都信靠他。
And I know he's the master designer and he knows how to bring the right mixture of circumstances into my life to make me something that'll bring glory to his name.
而且我知道他是那个伟大的设计者他知道怎么样安排我生活中一切的事情使得我能够成为他所想要我成为的样子。
Little boy, I used to watch my mother bake a cake.
我小的时候常常看我妈妈烤蛋糕。
She's a master in the kitchen.
她真的是厨艺非常好。
She had to be. There were five boys, and we were always hungry.
当然，她不得不这样，因为她有五个男孩子，然后总是很饿，要东西吃。
But she would take all these ingredients and lay them out on the counter.
但是她会烤蛋糕的时候，把所有的这些需要用的东西都拿出来，然后摆在这个柜台上。
And she would begin to mix those ingredients.
然后就开始一样一样的拿出来，把它们搅在一起。
And as an impatient little boy that was hungry, I'd say, "Mama, let me taste it. Let me taste it."
那我很饿，等得很着急，我就会说，"妈妈，让我尝一下，尝一下."
She'd give me a little bit of baking soda.
那所以她就给我一点点那个苏打。
I go, "Oh, it's bitter. You're not going to put that in the cake, are you?"
然后我就会觉得说，哎呀，这东西这么难吃，你不会把这个难吃东西放到蛋糕里吧？
And she let me taste the sugar, and I'd say, "Mama, put a lot of that in there, okay?"
如果她给我尝一点糖的话，我就会说，那我们放好多糖，好不好？
Have you ever just taste flour? It's not really tasteful either, is it?
你有没有尝过这个干面粉？也不是很好吃的。
But I watched those ingredients in the hand of a master.
但是我看到说这些成分，这些本身不怎么特别的有好吃的成分，在这个巧匠的手里。
Two or three cups of flour.
大概两三杯的面粉。
Cup of sugar.
一杯糖。
Right amount of butter.
然后再放一些黄油。
Just a pinch of baking soda.
然后再加一点点苏打。
A little salt.
然后再加一点盐。
The right kind of whipping. She did it.
然后再搅到正合适的时候。
Pour it in the pan, stick it in the oven, and turn the heat on.
然后放在蛋糕模子里，然后就放到烤箱里，把这个炉子打开。
Our oven had a light, so she turned the light on, and I'd look through the window, and I'd watch it bake and rise.
然后我们这个烤箱里有一个灯，她把灯打开，我就会看着这个慢慢的这个蛋糕就发起来了。
Just as I thought Mama had forgotten all about the cake, here she'd come from the back part of the house, open the oven and take it out and let it cool.
然后等了好久，我觉得妈妈都快把它忘了。就在这个时候，她就出来，然后把这个蛋糕拿出来，放出来晾凉。
What made mother's cakes better than anyone else's I've ever tasted was probably because she was my mother.
我妈妈的烤的蛋糕为什么那么好吃，比别人做都好吃呢？可能是因为她是我妈妈的缘故。
But she had also mastered the art of cake baking.
但是她也真的是掌握了烤蛋糕的诀窍。
She knew if she left it in just a little longer, it would get too dry.
因为她知道如果烤时间太长了，就会变得很干。
If she poured it out too soon, it would be too moist.
如果烤的时间不够呢，它还里面就会太湿。
But she knew her oven, and she knew just the right time to bring it out.
而且她也知道她的烤箱是什么样的，所以她知道什么时候要把蛋糕拿出来。
And it was always just perfect.
所以每次都是非常的正好。
And I would taste that cake and just marvel. Say, wow.
然后每次吃蛋糕的时候都觉得，哇，真好吃。
God wanted Joseph, and he wants us to understand this morning that he knows how to design our life.
神要让约瑟知道，也要让我们每一个人知道，他明白要怎么样设计我们的人生。
And while we may be saying to God, "God, you're not going to put that in the mix, are you?"
也可能我们会说，神呐，你不会要让我生活中发生这样的事情吧？
God sees further down the road, and he has a perfect plan, and he says to us, "Son, if you'll trust me, yes, I'm going to put that in the mix."
但是神他比我们看得更远，他看到将来发生的事情，所以他说，孩子，如果你相信我的话，我会把这个放在里面，为的是你的好处。
Such is the story of Joseph.
所以约瑟的故事就这样发生了。
The first test he faced in this journey towards his dream was what I call the pit of betrayal.
那他在这个实现梦想的路途中遇到的第一个困难，我就把它称作是这个叫做被背叛的深坑。
He was betrayed by his family and sold into slavery by his own brothers.
他被他的家人所背叛，然后他的哥哥们把他卖成奴隶。
There's nothing that hurts any more than the pain of being betrayed by someone you trust.
我想这个被你所信赖的人，被你所亲爱的人所背叛，这个痛苦是没有比这个更大的了。
I've talked to business partners who have been betrayed by their friend. They went in business together, and their friend betrayed them. And years later, they still feel the pain.
那我曾经跟一些人谈话，他们当初是这个生意伙伴，是他们的好朋友，一起做生意，然后被他的这个伙伴所背叛。那过了很多年，当他说起来这个事情的时候，他心里仍然感到这个痛苦。
I've talked to to people who were abused by a mother or a father.
我也见过一些人，就是他们小的时候被父母亲所虐待。
Which is the ultimate betrayal.
这个是真的是人生最大的这个背叛。
And they still feel the pain.
然后这个多少年下来，心里仍然能够感受到那个痛苦。
I've talked to couples who have been divorced.
我也跟那些就是离婚的夫妻有过谈话。
Pain of the betrayal of an unfaithful spouse.
那当这个配偶不忠的时候，你就受到的那个背叛的痛苦。
You wonder how that could even fit into God's plan.
你可能会想说，这么不幸的事情，这么痛苦的事情，怎么可能在神的计划当中发生呢？
While we know that does not come from God.
虽然我们知道这不是神的心意，要我们经历。
We can learn what Joseph learned, that even if bad things happen to us, to good people, if we yield it up to God, He can turn it into something positive and good and develop us into a useful servant of His.
那我们可以学习约瑟所学习到的，就是虽然这些不好的事情会发生在好的人身上，但是神仍然可以用这样的事情来塑造我们，来改变我们，使得这些事情成为对我们有益的。
First lesson God wanted to teach Joseph was not to allow the circumstances of life to make him bitter.
那约瑟所学到的第一个功课就是不要允许让你生活中所发生的事情使你变得很苦毒。
We know that Joseph overcame bitterness and anger and resentment to his brother.
我们知道，我们可以看到说约瑟没有对他哥哥们为他做的这些事情而感到苦毒。
He allowed God help to help him through that difficult circumstance.
他允许神带领他经历了这些痛苦的过程。
We know this is true because we read in Genesis 39. You have your Bibles now. A couple chapters forward, Genesis 39.
我们知道这是事实，因为如果你打开创世纪三十九章的话。
We're not going to read all the verses, but we're going to point out some statements.
我们不会把这三十九章都念下来，但是我会告诉你一些关键的地方。
Look in verse 39, chapter 39, verse 2. The Lord was with Joseph.
三十九章第二节，约瑟住在他主人埃及人的家中，耶和华与他同在。
He was a successful man.
他成了一个成功的人。
Verse 3. The Lord was with Joseph.
第三章主人见耶和华与他同在，
made all he did to prosper.
又见耶和华使他手里所办的尽都顺利。
But notice verse 4.
那我们注意看第四节。
Joseph found favor in his sight.
约瑟就在主人眼前蒙恩。
Notice these key words, and served him.
然后这个关键词说伺候他主人。
People who live for revenge do not serve others, and they are not blessed by God.
那些一心想着复仇的人是不会愿意伺候别人的，他们神也不会祝福他们。
So Joseph was successful, he was blessed, he was serving.
约瑟很成功，然后在神又与他同在，然后他但是他做的是伺候别人的事情。
Somehow he was able to overcome the pain of betrayal.
所以呢，我们可以看到他能够胜过这个背叛、被出卖、背叛的这个痛苦。
And so, as the story goes, he's given a position of honor, a high position in Potiphar's house.
当这个故事继续下去的时候，你就会看到约瑟在波提乏家里，然后地位很高，然后很有权柄。
He has this high position now.
然后他现在是比较有权势了。
Maybe he thought in his mind, maybe this is what God was talking about in my dream. I'm going to have a position of authority, and here I am. I'm in Potiphar's house, and I'm doing well. I'm a success.
也可能他心里会想，是不是这就是我开始实现梦想的时候了呢？我现在在波提佛家里，然后有一定的位置，然后有一定的权柄，我是不是在开始生活的，在一步一步的走进我的梦想呢？
I'm starting to live my dream. Wow, isn't God good?
然后约瑟是不是这个时候很兴奋，说我真的是有机会要实现梦想的时候，神真的是很好。
But God wasn't through with Joseph yet.
可是他的这个功课还没有学完。
There were some other things in his life that needed to be worked on.
那他生命里还有其他的这些杂质需要被神来去掉。
So God takes him through another difficult test.
那所以呢，他面临了下一个困难。
God had a greater purpose for Joseph.
因为神有一个特别的目的在约瑟的生命当中。
I've often thought about it this way.
那我从常常会这样想。
Do you think Joseph would have ever left his father's house?
你觉得约瑟如果是凭他自己的话，他会愿意离开他父亲的家吗？
He already had a position of favor.
那个时候他已经是爸爸所宠爱的儿子了。
He was the favorite son.
这个是他爸爸特别宠的那一个。
Everything was going his way.
然后这个好处都是他的。
His father would have made him the head of the household when he died.
我想这个他爸爸如果一切顺利的话，那这个爸爸死去的时候，可能就会把这个继承权都放在约瑟手里。
He was comfortable.
他生活得很舒适。
But God wanted Joseph in Egypt.
但是神要把约瑟带到埃及去。
So God found a way.
所以神就想了一个办法。
Even though it was a difficult way.
虽然不是一个那个好像很舒服的办法。
Even though it used the hate of his brothers, God showed that he was still in control.
神虽然使用了这个他哥哥们对他的仇恨，但是神仍然掌权。
And here he is in Potiphar's house, and he's getting pretty comfortable.
然后他现在在这个波提乏的家里，然后生活又开始变得舒适起来了。
He's successful.
然后也很有成就。
Everything's going his way again.
然后又开始凡事顺利了。
He's the favorite servant.
然后这个时候他是变成这个主人这个最喜欢的仆人。
He has position and power.
然后现在有权柄有位置。
When he speaks, the other servants listen and obey.
然后他可以指使其他的仆人来做事情。
But God says, I've got you in Egypt now, but I don't want you just in Potiphar's house, I need you in the palace.
那但是神说我现在把你带到埃及，但我不是要把你安排在波提乏的家里，我要把你放到王宫里去。
And I also need to test you, Joseph, again.
那同时也需要给约瑟经历更多的考验。
Let me ask you a little question here this morning.
那我今天要在这里问你一个问题。
How strong is your faith?
你的信心有多强？
Do you have the faith of the three Hebrew boys?
你有那三个那个希伯来少年人的那种信心吗？
How many know the story? They were thrown in the fiery furnace.
谁记得就是这个三个希伯来的少年被扔到火炉里的故事？
Remember what they said to the king?
你记得他们怎么是跟这个王说的吗？
The king offered them a second chance.
这个巴比伦王给了他们第二次机会。
Said if you'll bow and worship, we'll give you one more chance to do that. We'll play the music again. Maybe you misunderstood. We want to be merciful here.
他这个巴比伦王也说，也可能你之前不明白，我现在给你第二次机会。如果音乐响起来的时候，你们要拜那个像。
They never even hesitated with their answer.
如果你拜的话，就不会受惩罚。但是他们毫不犹豫的回答。
They said, in effect, they said, "Oh, King, don't waste your time."
实际上，他们说这个说王啊，你不用再浪费时间了。
You could play it again 10 times, and we're not going to bow.
不管你再放多少遍这个音乐，我们是不会来拜这个偶像的。
We have faith in God.
我们对神有信心。
Our God can deliver us from that fiery furnace.
神可以把我们从这个火炉里救出来。
But the next statement reveals how great their faith really was.
但是他们下一句话显示了他们真正的信心有多强。
Even if he doesn't deliver us.
这个圣经上说，即或不然。
We will not bow.
我们也不会向你的偶像跪拜。
Even if God, if the events of this moment do not turn out like we know God is able to do, we're still going to trust God with the results in our life.
那神有能力，我们相信他，但是即便他现在不是这样做，我们仍然愿意把我们的生命交给他，我们仍然愿意信靠他。
So you know the story of Joseph?
所以你知道约瑟的故事了。
Potiphar's wife set a trap for him to seduce him.
那这个波提乏的这个妻子要想要引诱他。
We know her plot failed because Joseph was a man of integrity.
那我们知道他没有成功，因为约瑟他不是那样的人。
He fled the room, but as he fled, she was able to pull his coat.
约瑟是一个正直的人，所以他在这个情况下他就躲开逃走。但是他在逃的时候呢，这个妇人抓住了他的身上的衣服。
And so angry was the depravity, so deep was the depravity of this woman's heart that she made up this lie about Joseph.
但是这个女人就恼羞成怒，然后就开始撒了一个谎。
You know the story. I think Potiphar knew his wife lied, but he has to live with her, and so he had to follow through.
那我们都知道这个故事后来怎么发生的。我想波提乏估计也不会完全相信他太太，但是那毕竟要跟这个女人继续生活下去，所以就只好这个就顺着他的意思。
Read the text. It seems to imply there that he was sorry that he had to do what he had to do.
那如果你看仔细看的话，你会觉得说波提法好像是说这个无奈不得不这样做而已。
But to save face, he put Joseph in prison.
那这个为了面子的缘故，所以他就把这个约瑟下到监狱里去。
Now, do you really understand what just happened to Joseph?
你明白这个对约瑟来说意味着什么吗？
In effect, his career in Egypt was over.
那这个对他来说，他这个在约瑟在埃及的这个职业生涯就结束了。
Can you imagine Joseph sending out his resume the next day from prison?
你可以想象说他在监狱里，然后开始发这个那个履历表。
And saying, "Now look, really, I'm a good guy."
然后就说，你看，我真的是很能干的。
I really don't deserve this.
我他们这样对待我很不公平。
How many people in prison do you believe?
有多少在监狱里人这样说？你会相信他们呢
？And furthermore, who's he going to put down for a reference?
而且呢，他还要写一个这个推荐的人。
Call Potiphar, he'll give me a good rec.
他说你去找波提法，他会给我一个很好的这个评价。
Especially if Potiphar's wife answered the phone.
可是你想没想过，如果是这个波提法的太太接的电话？
He would never find employment in another household in Egypt with such a stain on his record.
约瑟现在在这个他的这个履历上有了这样一个污点，他没有可能在埃及的任何一家再找到一个工作了。
And the worst thing about it all, it was a lie.
而且更糟的是，这是一个这个不公的指责。
Have you ever suffered because of a lie?
你是不是曾经受过这个谎言的这个攻击？
Here Joseph's in prison because he was a man of integrity. He did what was right, and yet he's having to suffer because he did what was right.
约瑟是一个正直人，他不肯做那些不义的事情，但是因为这样，他被下到监狱里。
I don't know about you, but I'm starting to really like Joseph about now.
那我不知道你怎么样，但是在这个时候，我现在变得越来越喜欢约瑟了。
Somewhere in this whole journey, Joseph has learned to get a grip of faith on God, and he's learned to surrender his circumstances. And instead of getting bitter and feeling sorry for himself and becoming an angry, resentful person, he's glorifying God in the midst of difficult
circumstances. 那他经历了这一切以后，约瑟仍然能够。信靠神，依靠神，然后把一切都交给神。他并没有因此变得苦读，变得想有报复心理，他反而能够在这个时候依靠神。
In the same chapter, Genesis 39.
那在同一章，在39章
，verse 21.
我们看到第21节。
The Lord was with Joseph.
但耶和华与约瑟同在。
And that's about three times it's made that statement.
那我们读到这一个耶和华与约瑟同在已经有三次了。
Do you understand this morning, Christian, that God will not abandon you in those difficult moments?
基督徒们，你们今天知道吗？在你不论你经历什么样的困难，神不会离弃你。
Do you understand that God will go with you through every difficult circumstance?
你明白吗？神在你一切的困难当中，他都与你同在。
Do you understand, just like the three Hebrew boys, when they got in the fiery furnace, there was a fourth man that appeared in the fire.
我们刚才讲的这个希伯来少年的故事，当这三个人被投到火炉里的时候，那火炉里有第四个人。
Our God never loses control, and He never loses control of your life and mine if we keep it completely yielded to His will.
神从来不会失控，也在我们的生命当中也一样。如果我们能够完全的交给他的时候，他一定会掌管我们的人生。
And so,They committed the whole prison into Joseph's hand.
那所以到后来，这些私狱呢，就把这些监狱里的囚犯都交在约瑟手下。
Immediately went to the top again.
那在监狱里也一下就升到这个位置很高。
Bitter, angry people don't go to the top.
这个苦读，然后满有恼恨的这些人是没有办法能够升到这个管理的位置上的。
So it was here in the prison Joseph learned another valuable lesson.
那所以在监狱当中，约瑟又学了一个新的功课。
He learned to humble himself before God.
他学会在神面前谦卑。
He learned to serve even from a prison.
他学习，即便是在监狱里，他仍然可以侍奉。
And he served from a prison cell.
然后他就在这个监狱里办事情。
Genesis chapter 40, verse 4.
那我们看到第四十章的第四节。
Captain of the guard gave Joseph all the prisoners.
护卫长把他们交给约瑟。
And he lorded over them, he ruled them, he made them serve him. No.
他这个约瑟现在这位置很高了, 他可以管理那些囚犯了, 他有没有这样颐指气使让叫他们做什么呢?
He served them.
不是的, 反过来, 约瑟便伺候他们。
What do you do with your power and your position?
如果你手里有权柄, 有位置的时候, 你怎么做?
What are you doing with your dream?
那你的梦想, 你要怎么样来做, 实现?
God wants us to serve.
神要我们的, 要我们做的是服侍, 是伺候。
God didn't forget Joseph.
神并没有忘记约瑟。
So in time, an opportunity came, and it was while he was in prison that Joseph discovered that he had a gift.
那在时机成熟的时候, 约瑟就在监狱里发现他有这样一个, 神给了他这样一个能力。
Had a gift of interpreting dreams.
是让他有能力能够解梦。
When is our time up?
11:20.
11:20. Okay, we're doing good. We're doing good. Y'all still with me? Everybody awake?
是不是还都醒着, 没有睡着?
Yeah, a preacher friend of mine, he would say, hello?
我有一个朋友, 他有时候在讲台上, 就会说, 喂?
He came to the Philippines and he said, hello, and everybody answered him.
那他到菲律宾的时候, 他就这个在台上说, hello, 然后底下人就都回答他。
Yeah, so. Anyway, you're awake. Good.
很好, 大家都醒着。
You know the story. He interpreted the chief butler and the chief baker's dream.
那这个故事就讲到后来, 这个约瑟就为这个埃及王的酒政和膳长来解梦。
And he interpreted.
然后他们两个做了一个梦, 各做了一个梦, 然后约瑟就把这个梦解释给他们听是什么意思。
Said, I got bad news for you, baker. Said, your head's coming off tomorrow.
那对膳长来说就说这个很不幸哈, 你这个梦的意思就是说你要被砍头了。
But he said to the butler, you're going to be restored to your position.
但是他对酒政说, 这个王要恢复你的位置。
And by the way, since I'm helping you with this small matter of interpreting your dream that was keeping you awake at night, could you do one favor for me?
那约瑟说, 那如果, 那我帮你解了梦, 那你能不能替我做一件事情?
You're very close to the king.
因为你很快就要恢复你的职位, 然后你就会跟这个埃及王离得很近。
You're one of the most trusted servants of Pharaoh.
因为对法老来说, 这个酒政是需要是一个他非常信任的人。
He'll believe you when he wouldn't believe anyone else.
所以这个埃及王在不信任任何人的时候, 他也要信任他的酒政, 因为是替他尝东西的, 是关系他生命的。
You know what the butler did?
你知道酒政做的是什么吗?
He would taste the wine before they gave it to the king in case it was poisoned.
那这个酒就是给王喝的酒, 他都要先尝过, 不然的话, 如果有人下毒的话, 那他是要先替王去死的。
He tasted the food before he gave it to the king in case someone poisoned it.
食物呢, 也是都要他尝过, 然后才能给这个法老吃的。
He was the secret service, if you please.
他是有点像那个秘密警察似的那种。
He was the first line of defense of any assassin getting to the Pharaoh.
因为对他来说, 他就是保护王的, 任何想要向王室的诡计要先经过他。
So he literally held the life of Pharaoh in his hand, so he had to be a very trusted person.
所以对法老来说, 这个酒政的位置实际上是保护他的生命的, 他是需要非常信任的人来做这个职位。
I don't know all that Joseph asked of the butler.
我不知道约瑟到底, 跟酒政都怎么讲的。
Maybe you said to him, you know that story that and all that happened in Pharaoh's house? You know it's not true. You've been watching me. I'm a man of integrity. I've been given position. I'm a trusted person. So when you get to Pharaoh, tell him none of that was true.
那他可能会跟这个酒政说, 你知道这个在波提法家里发生的这些事情, 其实不是我的错, 而且你知道我是一个什么样的人, 你也认识我, 了解我, 那所以你到法老面前, 你要告诉他说我是被冤枉的。
I don't know if he said all that, but we do know that he said, do not forget me.
那我们不知道他具体怎么讲的, 但是圣经告诉我们说, 他对那个酒政说, 求你纪念我。
You know what happened?
你知道发生什么了吗?
He forgot.
这个酒政就把他忘了, 没有纪念他。
For 2 long years,
整整2年的时间,
the butler forgot him.
这个酒政都没有想起他来。
He had to suffer in prison for 2 more years.
那这2年的时间, 约瑟要继续留在监狱里。
Can I give you a little perspective this morning on the prison?
那我今天能不能给你讲一下, 这个监狱到底是什么样的情况?
It's not like the king's prisons today.
不, 今天可不, 跟今天的这个监狱可不一样。
You didn't have jacuzzis and cable TV and steak dinners. No.
那个时候的监狱里可没有这个按摩的澡盆或者是这个那个有线电视可以看.
You know, the prison for the rich.
那个现在有这样的这个很为这些富人准备的这个监狱哈，很舒适的.
We'll look at it in a moment, but in the Psalms it talks about chains around his hands and fetters around his feet.
如果你看这个诗篇讲到这个囚禁的人的时候，会讲到说他们手上脚上是带着锁链的。
Talks about his soul being vexed to death.
然后讲到这个灵里枯干，就是要死的那种状况。
Even though he had a high position in the prison, he was still a prisoner and he still suffered every day.
那对于约瑟来说，虽然他的位置升到很高，但他仍然是一个囚犯而已，所以他仍然每天要受这样的痛苦。
And if the butler would have remembered him, maybe he could have been out of prison in a day or two, but here for two more years, he languishes in the prison.
如果这个酒正当时记得他，然后跟这个埃及王提说的时候，那他可能一两天就能够被放出来了。可是整整两年，他都没有想起来。
Have you ever been betrayed?
你曾经有被背叛过吗?
Have you ever been lied on?
或者有人讲对关于你的谎言吗?
You ever suffered because someone lied about you?
是不是有人讲了谎话，然后使你受苦？
Have you ever been forgotten?
或者你是不是被人忘记？
You know, at work, they just pass over you for promotion, you know.
有的时候在工作的时候，每次好像这个有提升的时候，都会绕过你，都是别人。
I don't know, but none of us like to be forgotten.
我不知道，但是我们可能都不希望被人家忘记。
He's left with a dream.
那这个约瑟还有梦想。
He's left with a gift.
他有梦想，然后还有这个解梦的能力。
To just live in prison.
但是有这些，他仍然是在监狱里。
Could have Joseph whispered to God in the night and said, God, aren't you wasting my talent?
那你想晚上约瑟在跟神讲话的时候，会不会说神，我为什么要在这里浪费时间呢？
Did he cry out in the long nights and cold nights of prison? Why, Lord, why?
在这个湿冷的晚上，他会不会跟神说，为什么我在这里？神，我为什么在这里？
I don't know. He was human.
我不知道，他也是人。But
we do know that he learned to trust God even more.
但是我们能够看到的是说，约瑟在这个过程当中，他经历了这一切的时候，他更学习要依靠神。
While he never gave up on his dream, he learned patience in the pursuit of his dream.
他虽然没有放弃他的梦想，但是在追求梦想的过程中，他学习了忍耐。
And then an amazing thing happened.
就在这个时候，一个奇妙的事情发生了。
When God was ready,
当神预备好的时候,
at the very right moment of time,
在这个时机正合适的时候,
God gave Pharaoh a dream.
那这个神给了埃及王法老一个梦。
And now God has a nation that is ready.
这个神已经预备好了这个国家。
A king who is ordained to be part of the plan.
那这个埃及王也因着神的计划也在当中有份。
And he has his man.
然后神要选的那个人。
Who has been tested and tried.
这个人已经经过了试炼，经过了考验。
But he's ready to serve.
然后已经预备好要服侍。
And so God flips the switch.
那这个时候神就把这个开关一下打开。
And no one could interpret the dream.
那这个埃及王做了这个梦，没有人可以解得了。And
then the butler remembered.
这个时候酒正终于想起来。I
know a man who can interpret your dream.
他说，我认识一个人，他可以解梦。And
what blesses my heart this morning is that when Joseph is released and cleaned up and brought before Pharaoh, and he stands before Pharaoh.
但我心里很受感动的是，这个故事讲到说，约瑟这个洗澡换了衣服站到法老面前的时候。
You see a mature Joseph.
你看到的是一个成熟的约瑟。You
see a surrendered Joseph.
你看到的是一个把一切交给神的约瑟。You
see a man who's trusting God.
你看到的是他信赖神。How
do you know? Let's read Genesis 41 verse 16.
你怎么知道呢? 我们一起来读创世纪41章第14节。
When Joseph, the king, Pharaoh asked Joseph, can you interpret my dream? Joseph didn't say, yes, I'm your man.
那法老就问约瑟说，你能解这个梦吗? 约瑟说，约瑟有没有说，就是我，我肯定，我可以的。
He said, it is not in me.
约瑟回答法老说，这不在乎我。
God will give Pharaoh an answer of peace.
神必将平安的话回答法老。
I'm just a servant.
我只不过是一个仆人。
I'm just a vessel.
我只是一个器皿。
Through which the presence and power and gift of God can work.
神要借着我来彰显他的能力和荣耀。
Joseph was finally ready for the palace.
那现在约瑟已经预备好要在王宫里做事了。
And here he stands, not a bitter man.
当他站在法老面前的时候，他不是一个苦读的人。
Not a broken man.
也不是一个破碎的人。
But a surrendered, yielded servant of God.
而是一个把一切完全的交给神的人。
Ready to fulfill his destiny.
他已经准备好要来实现他的理想。
Ready to live out his dream in a way that he never could have imagined.
他这个时候已经能够承受他的梦想，是超过他所能理解的。
He tells the interpretation of the dream.
他给法老解了他的梦。
Pharaoh, your nation's going to experience 7 years of fabulous harvest.
那他就跟法老说，你的国家呢，要经历7年一个丰收的年。
You're going to have an abundant harvest.
这个时候，这七年是大丰年，有很多的收获。
But then there's going to be 7 years of famine.
但是然而有七年的再有七年饥荒。
So the king looks at Joseph and said, Joseph.What would be your solution to this problem?
那这个法老听到这个解梦以后就说，那约瑟你说，那现在我这个问题要怎么来解决呢？
Joseph said, I would, during the next 7 years when we're having a good harvest, I would start putting back a good percentage of the harvest to save for the famine years that are coming.
那约瑟就说，如果是我的话，我就会在这个之前的这七年丰年的时候要留下来谷物，然后把它们存起来，留到这个七年饥荒的时候来使用。
And we see that this Pharaoh was just a pawn in God's hands because instantly on the spot, he promoted him to the second highest ruler in the land.
我们可以看到这个法老实际上也在神的手里，因为在约瑟这样说了以后，就在那个时候法老就说，好，这一切都交给你来管，然后一下子他就位置就被提升到一人之下，万人之上。
And finally, Joseph walks the palace halls.
那当这个一切结束，当他这个约瑟从这个王宫当中走出来的时候，
he wields as a 30-year-old man, he wields unbelievable power and authority.
他那个时候30岁，然后在手里有很大的权柄。
What would you have done if you were Joseph at this moment?
那如果你是约瑟，在这个时候你会做什么呢？
Would you have gathered some of the most frightful and strongest and most elite of Pharaoh's army and said, "We have a little journey we need to take."
你会不会立刻就从法老的军队中挑出一些最强壮、最厉害的人，说我们要去办件事情
？We've got a score to settle.
我们要去来那个摆平一件事情。
No.
不会的。
No.
这不是约瑟所做的。
He'd already given that all up to God.
记得吗？他已经把这一切都交给神了。
And said, God.You're the one that was in control of my not life, not bad circumstances.
他已经告诉神，他已经知道说神是在他生命中掌权的，而不是他周围发生的事情来掌管他的生命。
By this time, Joseph understood his purpose.
到此时此刻，约瑟已经明白他的人生的目的。
And it's interesting to me, in Psalm 105, if you have your Bibles, turn to Psalm 105. I want you to see it out of the Word.
我们打开圣经，看诗篇105篇。
We've told the story of Joseph and you've seen the difficulties and we've talked about his betrayal, we talked about being forgotten, we talked about someone lying on him.
我们讲到约瑟的故事，讲到他所经历的困苦，然后讲到他是被人所遗弃离弃，然后被谎言所害，然后又被人忘却。那这些故事我们都讲过了。
That was from Joseph's perspective and the human perspective, it was trouble and difficulty.
因为从人的角度，从约瑟的角度看，他所经历的都是苦难和痛苦。
But the psalmist pulls back the curtains of the heavens and lets us see things from God's point of view.
那但是在诗篇105篇的时候，神好像拉开了天上的帷幕，让我们能够从天上来看，稍微看一下神是怎么看待这件事情的。
Psalm 105 verse 16.
所以诗篇105篇第16节。
God called for a famine in the land.
他命饥荒降在那地上。
He destroyed the provision of the bread.
将所依靠的粮食全行断绝。
Verse 17.
17节。
But he sent a man before them.
在他们以先打发一个人去。
Who was sold as a slave.
约瑟被卖为奴仆。
They hurt his feet with fetters and he was laid in irons.
人用脚镣伤他的脚，他被铁链捆拘捆。
Until, and that word is so important, the time that his word came to pass, the word of the Lord tested him.
但是这里面有一个词很重要，说只等到他所说的应验了，就是前面有耶和华的话试验他，只等到他所说的应验了。
And then according to God's divine plan, the king sent and released him. The ruler of the people let him go.
那因着神的计划，主王打发人把他解开。
I must hurry to the closing. We only have 2 minutes.
那我们大概只有两分钟了，所以我要结束了。
And we know that Joseph truly understood his purpose.
我们在这里可以看到，约瑟已经完全的明白他人生的意义。
Go all the way to the last chapter of Genesis, Genesis chapter 50.
那我们一起来看创世纪最后一章，第五十章。
Joseph's father is dead.
这个时候，约瑟的父亲已经去世了。
And his brothers are trembling in their boots. They're very scared.
然后这个约瑟的哥哥们这个时候就很害怕。
Joseph has been good to us because our father wanted it.
他们说这个约瑟之前对我们好是因为我们的父亲还在。
They didn't understand forgiveness.
他们并不理解，他们不能明白什么叫做赦免。
They thought Joseph was waiting all these years, and when his dad died, the father died, he was going to get even.
他们心里想的是说，约瑟肯定是这些年，因为父亲还在世，所以在心里隐忍，只等到父亲去世了，就要对他们实行报复。
So they come before Joseph again in verse 17 of Genesis 50.
所以在创世纪第五十章十七节的时候，他的哥哥们就到他面前来。
And they said, "Please forgive us. Please forgive us."
他们就跪俯伏在他面前，就求他赦免。
Joseph started crying.
那这个时候约瑟就开始哭。
He went down and fell before them on his face.
然后他就也来跟他们在一起。
And he said, don't be afraid, I'm your servant.
约瑟对他们说不要害怕，我不过是你们的仆人。
For I am in the place of God.
我岂能代替神呢？
You meant it for evil against me.
从前你们的意思是要害我。
But God meant it for good.
但神的意思原是好的。
In order to bring about this day to save many people alive.
要保全许多人的性命，成就今日的光景。
And I simply close by asking you some questions this morning.
所以我今天在结束的时候，我要问你几个问题。
Can you trust God with the circumstances of your life?
在你生活中，不论遇到什么样的境况，你能够完全相信神吗？
Will you fully yield your life completely to God's control?
你愿意把你的生命完全的交给神，由他来掌管吗？
Will you allow him to put in the right mixture?
你能不能允许他在你的生命中做工？
Will you yield your life for the redemptive purpose of God?
你愿不愿意把你的生命交给他，让他来救赎你？
God may want you in China.
也许神呼召你去中国。
And he may bring about and allow different circumstances to get you there.
那也许你的生命中就有这样那样的事情发生，最后要带你回到中国去。
Can you trust him?
Will you trust him? 但是你愿不愿意，你能不能信靠他？
God may want you to be the CEO of that company, but can you trust God to map out the plan and map out the right? And when you get there, will you serve God?
那也许神要你让你成为这个一个公司的董事，一个总监，那你是不是能够信靠神，相信他带领你？然后当你坐到那个位置上的时候，你愿不愿意来服侍他？
Can you give him the reins of your life and trust him with your dreams?
你愿不愿意把你生命的这个掌舵的权利交给他？
And if you do,
如果你愿意，
you'll go places that you never imagined.
你会到你从来没有想到你能去的地方。
You'll be a greater blessing than you ever could have thought.
你可能会成为更很多人的祝福，是远超过你所想的。
God has a plan and a purpose for your life.
神在你的生命中有一个计划，有一个目的。
He wants you to advance His cause and His kingdom and bring glory to His name.
他要你拓展他的国度，为他的名来荣耀他。
But you must learn, and I must learn the lessons of Joseph.
但是你和我都要学习约瑟所学的功课。
Will you trust God with your dreams this morning? Let's stand together.
请你站起来。你是不是愿意把你的梦想交给神？
Will you first give up on sin and self and trust God with your life?
你是不是愿意把你的罪，把你的人生拿出来交给神？
Will you yield up the hurtful circumstances of your life?
你是不是愿意把你生命当中受苦的境况，你所受的不公的待遇也都交给神？
Will you give God the lemons of your life and allow him to make lemonade?
就是我们好像讲说，如果你愿不愿意把这个酸的苦的柠檬交给神，让它做成甜的这个柠檬汁。
Only God can take broken pieces and put them together again and make it something beautiful.
你知道吗？只有神他才能把那些生命的碎片拼在一起，做成一个更新更美的东西。
God wants you to live your dream.
神要我们实现我们的梦想。
But He wants you to serve with your dream.
但是他也要我们用我们的梦想来服侍他。
And the only way you'll do that,
然后当你这样做的时候，
is to give your life completely to God.
当你这样做的唯一的途径就是把你的生命完全的交给神。谢谢。
我们保持。